Archaeologists have flocked to an area in rural southwest Missouri for years. There, a site known as Big Eddy has yielded boxes and boxes full of early human artifacts going back 15,000 years. Now the race is on to dig out as many artifacts as possible before the site goes completely underwater. Missy Shelton of member station KSMU reports.
In temperatures that flirt with the 100-degree mark, archaeologists Jack Ray and Neil Lopino and their crew are spending even the hottest parts of the day scraping away layers of clay. This site is larger than a football field, covering an area next to the Sac River on the edge of the plains, with wooded Ozarks Hills nearby. It's here that they've discovered non-local raw materials and evidence of interaction between early cultures. Scientists believe the Sac River and abundant wildlife made this an attractive meeting place. Neil Lopino says the artifacts at Big Eddy tell stories of ancient civilizations.
We are basically writing or refining some of the knowledge about prehistory in the mid-continent of North America. So we've had a lot of exciting discoveries, these sort of firsts, and finding things in place in the ground and able to date those things.
In hopes of finding more firsts, the crew is excavating an area where the sediment is preserved in an unusual way, in tiers, like a layer cake. It's about 10 feet below ground level. And just over the hill from the dig, the Sac River is rising. About half the site is already underwater. Almost every summer afternoon, water pours through Stockton Dam to produce hydroelectric power. Then the water rushes into the Sac River, an event that Jack Ray has observed many times.
When they release large volumes of water to generate hydroelectric power, it comes down the river channel as much as 5,000 cubic feet per second. And we're losing approximately 1 meter or 3 feet a year. And so eventually this site will be destroyed. And our goal is to excavate all the archaeological deposits out before they're gone forever.
To help reach his goal, Ray has asked the public for help. And today, Leanne Anderson is one of seven volunteers standing over clumps of mud spread over screens.
Soak these buckets of dirt that they're taking out of the pit, and then we pour it in this stream. And then the water helps to wash away the loose dirt, and what is left is artifacts.
So far today, the volunteers haven't made any major discoveries. But Terrence O'Brien isn't disappointed. Donning a safari-style hat, he says he enjoys running his hands through the mud. Quite different than his day job as director of Heartland Opera Theater in Joplin.
We're not expecting to find finished arrowheads. We're looking for the pieces that didn't work or the chips that they chipped off of them.
Volunteers like O'Brien and paid crew members are disappointed that the site will soon be underwater, and they're trying to squeeze every minute out of every day they have left.
It's not time to clean up. There's 2 minutes left. 2 minutes.
And when it's time to clean up for good in a few weeks, archaeologist Jack Ray says the Big Eddy dig and its treasures will live on through exhibits at Southwest Missouri State University. But for now, archaeologists continue to work near a river that attracted humans here thousands of years ago and that will soon be driving them away. For NPR News, I'm Missy Shelton.